This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
It's been raining. Would you look at that? Just in time for Joel Creasy to get in here. Hello, mate.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
I think I brought the rain with me. I think it began when I landed last night. The rain was so intense last night that at about 3 a.m. we heard this massive bang, and my boyfriend and I were like literally like creeping around the house looking for an intruder.
Really?
I know, both of us in like Peter Alexander pajamas. I don't know what I thought I was going to do.
Were you holding a puppy?
Do you know what? I didn't know what to grab, so I grabbed this like big denim fur coat. Yeah. Like, what was I going to do?
Yep.
Sort of like.
Well, actually, they'd
you were
going to
outstyle him.
I was going to outstyle an intruder in Applecross.
Oh, goodness me. It's a pimp. We've got a pimp on our hands.
Yeah, Huggy Bear.
Hey, you are in town for Poser.
Yes.
On tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday at the Astor. Tickets are still available, although not many.
Not many. Friday and Saturday's almost sold out, and there's still some tickets left for Sunday. And normally I open my tour in Perth, but it's nice because I'm closing it here this time. This is the final three shows.
So you've changed some stuff around, maybe perfected some things on the way through.
But things have happened since, you know, Melbourne Comedy Festival was a month ago. In between that, I've been to Eurovision and,
Not a bitch. I don't know what it is.
I've got so much material of that. I mean, Ukraine itself.
I know.
Doing Eurovision in Ukraine, it's like doing a drag show at your homophobic aunt's house.
I imagined it. I don't know if you read it when you were a kid, but I imagined it as being like a land at the top of the faraway tree.
Yeah, completely. Absolutely. Yes, an interesting place. And you could tell they're on their best behaviour with all the foreigners in town.
Yes.
Kiev, which is not actually where Chicken Kiev's from.
Yes, it's not, no.
They've sort of just given in, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Hawaiian pizza, not actually from Hawaii.
Well,
who invented Hawaiian pizza died the other day. Has that
did he really?
Invented Hawaiian pizza. You put pepper pineapple together.
Can we please have a moment for the guy who invented Hawaiian pizza? Hang on a second. Wait, stop it. And we're back.
Okay. Well, I mean, he opened a tin of pineapple. Good on him.
Man, wow. Jeez.
He's a pioneer.
The winner, I thought, was a little Swedish chefy.
Salvador. I thought the guy from Croatia was a bit fun because he did a duet with himself.
No!
You know when you go to karaoke and your partner doesn't rock up?
Yeah.
So you just sing. Yeah, so
well,
he's.
No.
He sang half. No. He sang half in opera and half in falsetto. And it was all a bit creepy. And then, so he had a version of himself on the screen behind him so he could sing to himself. Jacques Houdek is his
name.
That
is so many ways creepy.
So do you get an opportunity to tour the place while you're there? Or is it just,
We were quite busy. Miff Warhurst and I, who I was co-hosting with, we were flat out. So I could not tell you for the life of me what Ukraine looks like outside of like the Eurovision village. It's like Olympic village.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, Gaia. If that's possible. If that's possible. If like the Olympics was purely the synchronized swimming team, that is Eurovision. I fit right in.
Now look, being in town tonight, even though the show's on tomorrow night, were you joking off the air when you said you're doing a drag show tonight?
I'm going to see some of my favorite drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race. This is why I'm here today. This is how obsessed I am with these drag queens, Alyssa Edwards and Jinx Monsoon from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Jinx.
I scheduled in these tour dates months ago around their tour dates.
Well, why
That's
not?
Awesome.
And I'm here a night early and I'm going to go tonight to see some drag queens.
Well, that is the greatest compliment to them that they could possibly have.
And I'm sure they're listening right now. They've just landed from America, so.
Where is it? If anybody wants to go see drag queens, where is it?
It's at the Capitol.
At the Capitol.
Yeah. They weren't cheap either, so they better be lip syncing for their life, honey.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Kennedy for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
We literally caught him as he stepped off the bird from Adelaide. Good to have you on the show, mate. Let's talk round 14 tips, Dennis Kennedy.
Lisa, Pete, how you doing?
Very well.
Okay, well, I'm not going so well. I had a funny day last Sunday, actually. I thought I'd tip Melbourne. And my wife came home midway through the third quarter and told me I tipped the Western Bulldogs.
Oh.
It's very hard. It's very hard to change teams midstream. You know, like in a match, I was quite chuffed that Melbourne were going so well, and then suddenly had to turn to the Dogs. So you're dealing with a man who's not really in form.
Well, that's disappointing on two levels.
Dan, mate, it's fine because there's a lot of people out there putting their hands up going, look, same, not really. I'm not one of them. I'm doing quite well.
Well, I was waiting for that rejoinder, yes.
Now, mate, look, speaking of tips,
it's all relative, though.
It is all relative, that's right. Let's get into this weekend. Tonight, it's Adelaide and Hawthorn in Adelaide.
Ashley,
well,
Adelaide.
Adelaide should win that. Hawthorn get a few back, don't they? But I think the Crows will win.
All right. Tomorrow, Sydney versus Essendon.
Okay, this is another tricky one because Sydney 12th, Essendon 8th. I think Sydney will start favourites. I've tipped Sydney, but looking at the teams tonight, I would change my tip. But having said that, you can't do that.
No.
I'm stuck with what's in the paper. I mean, otherwise it gets very confusing for me. I'll have another weekend like last weekend. Don't know who I've tipped. So I'm going with Sydney, but with no confidence.
Saturday, Collingwood and Port Adelaide.
Well, as you'd realise, Reed and Goldsack are back, and I think Collingwood will win this one. Port's captain, Travis Polk, is having a terrible season at the moment. Needs a big game for Port to win. I like Collingwood.
Brisbane's playing GWS.
Hey, Brisbane are getting better, aren't they? They're playing some reasonable football now. Of course, they thrashed Fremantle and were very competitive last week against Port Adelaide, but GWS should have too many guns for them, I think, in that game.
Western Bulldogs and North Melbourne this week, right?
Okay, well, both sides sadly out of form. The Bulldogs have gone big this week with Campbell and Redpath, two big guys coming in. They're both playing poorly, as I say, so hard to know who to tip. Big news coming out of the Bulldogs camp tonight is that Travis Cloke has been given a break from footy.
What?
So there you go.
A break?
A
break.
Mental illness.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Let's move on. I'm going to the Western Bulldogs.
Okay.
Okay. West Coast v Melbourne.
West Coast and Melbourne. Well, that's going to be a real good game, I think. West Coast 7th. We're covering this one, of course. Melbourne are 5th on the table. That was a great win last week. Now, the Eagles have named McGovern at full forward. I really like that idea, but I'm not sure he'll play there. He kicked a few goals early in his career. I think he kicked 11 in his first four or five games. But after that, the cupboard was bare. And last week, he didn't fill you with confidence when he was shooting for goal or when he last played. Was that last week, Pete? I'm not sure. No.
No, it wasn't. I don't believe it was, Dan, but yeah. You know what?
Pete, I'm the expert.
Yes.
No, we'll do.
Hang on, you asked me
You're just the lucky tipper.
Just throwing it out there. He's still probably one of the ones who's going to get one of those 12 business class seats, though.
I was going to say, it's a long flight to Geelong.
Uh-huh.
Jen, can I ask you, is that a good, that whole, you know, the Dockers getting 12 business class seats, perhaps as a girl, I don't know, who's not as worried about the competitive side of things. I find that to be strange psychologically for a whole team. But am I missing something? Is it like an incentive?
No, I think framing actually has got something to do with it, depending on your frame. I think the big guy certainly will be up the front.
Oh, they should definitely get an extra.
Sandy always travelled up the front. He won't be worried in the slightest because he was up there all the time.
Mm.
How do I know this? Well, broadcasters were lucky sometimes. You know, that's how it works out. But I was covering the team, and Big Sandy was a big part of that team, and he was up the front, so good luck to him. But, no, it is important because I remember the early days with the West Coast Eagles, guys lying in the sort of laneway there between the seats with ice packs on. It was carnage. It looked like a theatre of war.
They're removing these days. Oh,
yes.
the bottom lips
it's like
of two.
Mash.
The bottom lips of two Lockies and a Hayden have just dropped.
Sorry, West Coast and Melbourne. By the way, be listening to Mix 94.5. We're doing it live from Domain Stadium.
Pre-game, the expert said that right at the beginning.
Starts at 5 o'clock and bounce down at 5:40. And then another one you're going to hear on Mix 94.5 on Sunday: Geelong and Fremantle. Dan.
Yeah, well, I don't know who to tip in the last game, so well, I'll go for the West Coast Eagles, but with no confidence. Melbourne have got a lot out, actually, or a lot could be out. Jones and Watts are, and there's a few others that I think are under a cloud. Geelong and Fremantle, well, young Sean Darcy and Josh DeLuca, two young players, could make their debuts, so good luck to them. Sutcliffe, Griffin and Gray are out for the Dockers. I would expect Geelong to bounce back pretty strongly, Pete.
All right. Now, Sunday afternoon, the contest between the two best themes, Richmond and Carlton. I love their songs.
Ivan Marriage. We'll have a theme off. Ivan Marriage, a forgotten man, is in the team for Richmond. They've named him in the 22 anyway, so let's see how that goes. I would think the Tigers win easily.
Yeah.
And last one, St Kilda and Gold Coast, mate.
Gary Ablett, Pete, playing his 300th game.
Oh,
what a player. Wow. Eh? Still going strong. Just watching him in the last few games, almost as good as Heavy, you've got to say. So well done him. That's a terrific performance. I think St Kilda will win, but Gary Ablett in stellar form at the moment and could win another Brownlow, if you don't mind.
Oh, there could be a drinking game in that too. Every time they show Gary Ablett Sr. in the crowd, have a drink.
Thank you, Dan. We'll catch you on the call on Saturday night.
Bye.
Hey, Pete, I'm looking forward to Saturday night.
As am I, mate. For Automasters, get centimetre perfect service and repairs at any of their 42 branches. Call 1300 Automasters. It's Lisa and Pete. We are so stoked to be joined by this state's best basketballer,
Easy.
Bar none, Damian Martin. Hello, mate.
Damian.
Hello, it's good to be on, but I'm not sure I've earned that that introduction.
Oh, you've earned it. Believe
don't be
me.
Ridiculous. Also, from
how
our Dead Set Legends.
How many times have you broken your teeth? You've earned it.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time I break a jaw, I go up in the order. If I break it a few more times, I might catch up to Ricky Grace. So
actually, it'd be an interesting conversation at your household because your wife was a pretty damn good basketballer as well.
Yeah, she really was. She played professional basketball as well and then retired at the ripe old age of about 22. But then her cousin is Brad Newley, who currently plays for the Sydney Kings, but he's a dual Olympian. So I'm not even the best basketball player in the family, unfortunately. So
wow.
Of all the people to marry.
Now, it turns out it's not her only sporting cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and haven't I heard all about the favourite cousin?
Oh, I don't think it's over yet.
We're at the State of Origin last night.
Yes.
And we were very lucky. So courtesy of John Saxon, who's the CEO of WA Rugby League, he organised some tickets through the New South Wales CEO of Rugby League. And we're in this box and everybody's decked out in blue. There's former Origin, New South Wales Grey. Uh-huh. I'm in my element looking at all these guys. One of the guys from Shark Tank was there. So, halfway through the game, Greg Hire and myself.
Pitched him an idea.
We almost wanted to pitch him an idea. The best we could come up between the two of us was, you know, when you put bread in the toaster, you want to be able to see when it's ready. We're like, how about a see-through toaster? And at the time, like, this is genius. Go and pitch it to him. But we never quite got the courage to do it. But anyone out there listening who wants to help with the funding.
That's not a bad idea.
Mate, I'll give you 50 grand for 25% of your company.
Oh, mate, you're sold. You could have had the lot.
So, like, as Lisa mentioned, now, like, it does run in the family for Brittany. And now, obviously, back it in, she'd be a Queensland supporter because Michael Morgan set up the try, which, as far as I'm concerned, went to Gagai. It was an amazing offload. He got across the line. It tied the game. And there we were going for the win for Queensland. I lived in Queensland for a couple of years, so I'm a Queenslander at heart. But mate,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sure you are. But so that must have been really interesting.
On
for
how
you.
Many levels? You're in the Blues box. You're going for the Blues. She's got family going for Queensland, and then this happens at the end, involving her cousin.
It broke my heart. 12 months ago, we had a bet because Brittany was pregnant at the time. Whoever won last year's series is who Maggie had to support until she's old enough, and now I say smart enough to decide for which team she wants. So there's Maggie at home in front of the TV with my mum, who was babysitting, decked out in maroon. And then when that try happened, because I had been giving it to Britt, you know, we're up 12, we're up 16 at one stage. I'm like, it's over. You know, the dynasty is complete, New South Wales, this and that. And then I don't think I've had a worse train ride home in all my life than listening to Britt and that pass from her cousin that she obviously taught him how to do it.
Of course.
Meanwhile, I'm with Greg Hire and Ainsley, who are West Australians, a teammate of mine and his wife. And at one stage, Ainsley's yelling charge and asking how much a touchdown's worth. I'm like, what's going on here? I've got one passionate Queensland to my right that I've married and another girl who doesn't even know a thing about rugby league, but she's apparently going for the Maroons as well. So...
she saw Jared Hayne on the pitch and thought it was NFL.
Oh,
yeah, that must have been it. So San Diego playing the State of Origin.
The only solace for you is she would have had to have tempered her reaction inside a Blues box.
No, you would think that. You would think that. You know, we're there as guests.
As guests, yes. She couldn't.
No, couldn't control it whatsoever. I've never seen, you know, she comes to all the Wildcats game. You know, I've been fortunate enough to win some championships.
Yes.
She would take Queensland winning a State of Origin over any championship I want any day, and she let everyone else in that box know about it. So, it was a lot of fun, unfortunately, going the wrong way. So a great night. That's not the result we're after.
Well, mate, we'll see you for game 3, all right?
Oh.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that will be interesting.
It'll be very interesting in the Martin household. So, when I first went down to watch a game with a brother-in-law, she told me how much they get into it. I rocked up with my hair painted blue, my face paint on blue, like I'm in Braveheart. I get there and he's just decked out in normal clothes. I'm like, yep, okay, I've gone a little too much. Gone a little too extreme.
It's like the person who only is the only one who gets told it's a dress-up party.
I was that guy, but no. Hopefully, game 3.
I'm with you
the Blues,
from
Blues will be there. Oh, I know. I looked horrible.
Oh, God. That's so funny. Thanks, Damian.
A pleasure to chat to you, mate. We'll catch up soon, eh?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you, Damo. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete. Made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.